Yeah,
there was. I think the dog cum one and was one of the most infamous strips. Of course, obviously very controversial in the Garf community. And the other one was this one.
It's like a fetish community.
If you look it out on Wikipedia, it's under Garfield controversies, and it was a strip that ran about a few years ago. Yeah, why don't you look it up and read it? Because I don't want to butcher it. But it was a cartoon that ran on Veterans Day, I believe.
Ooh.
And are you finding it?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, click on.
He drinks dog cum on Veterans Day?
No. That was a separate one. I'm saying these are two of the most hotly debated Garfield strips.
Okay, 2010 Veterans Day.
Yeah. Read that one out.
Check us out. Davis attracted criticism from the mainstream media for a Garfield strip in which the last panel appeared to be a negative reference to Veterans Day that appeared in newspapers on November 11th, 2010. In the strip, a spider who is about to be squashed by Garfield boasts that if he is squished, he will get a holiday in his remembrance.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Shows a classroom of spiders in which a teacher asks the students why spiders celebrate National Stupid Day, implying that the spider was squished.
Davis quickly apologized
for the poorly timed comic strip, saying that it had been within a year and had been written within a year in advance, and that both he and his brother and son were veterans.
This was meant for last veterans.
Yeah, that was like for those of you who are not aware or not been versed in the Caleb Jacoby saga, Caleb is the son of Boston Globe columnist Jeff Jacoby, who for many years wrote an annual column to his son titled Letters to Caleb, in which he proceeded to, in a schmaltzy way, talk about fatherhood, but really just berate his own son for his readership. And then when he was a teenager, I think back in 2014, Caleb ran away from home and went from all the way from Boston to New York City and was found, I think, in like the M&M store in Times Square after being missing for 80 hours. And the letters to Caleb that I discovered as a result of this are sort of like the Rosetta Stone for why and how this happened. So, like I said, this is a letter written to a very young Caleb.
Caleb, I have no idea why you're fucked up.
It gets better. I have been shamelessly propagandizing you for years on the advantages of marrying early and having lots of kids. Oh. Two things I didn't do, but wish I had. When you're 22 years old and you get married and have five children, I remember asking you when you were about four.
Oh my God.
Ready for this? What will their names be? You said they would all be named Caleb.
Oh my God.